right there, ladies and gentlemen. It's from the home office in Granbury, Texas. It is this week's Tuesday morning at Top 10, and it is to get you on that set of Y1883. The top 10 ways you, too, could become cast as an extra on the set of Y1883.
All right.
A lot of dream for a lot of people to become an extra.
Extra.
Right there in the background. This is one way, or maybe 10 of them, in which you could just do that. Like...
Number 10!
I suggest maybe sneaking onto the set under the cover of Sam Elliott's mustache.
That you could do it. It's big enough.
Provides its own darkness.
Yes.
And light.
Number 9!
Number 9, if you want to be an extra, well, you've got to answer a couple of questions like, do you have spurs that jingle? Do you have spurs that jangle? Or do you have spurs that either and or both jingle and jangle?
Did you want me to sing again?
You'd like to.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
There's a gentleman right there.
I wish I knew the next verse.
That's
There's a
all
next
right.
verse to that song.
You're being extra right now.
Number 8.
My daughter would say. Number 8.
Oh, mine too.
Can you recognize the differences between rustic and western?
Or western chic.
Or shabby chic.
There you go.
Or shiplap.
That's a different theme.
Or scrimshaw. Is that it's fashion week. And if there's any show that's all about fashion.
Number 7.
Number 7. Are you able to pay attention to things going on around you while still acting like you're ignoring it? And if so, I would like you to tell my wife that that is actually a possible thing. She doesn't believe me.
Zach couldn't be good at that. I'd have to be like side-eyeing, like, what are they doing? Who is that?
I apologize for using the top 10 list to possibly advance my cause. And somebody tell her. Just text
Number
her.
Number 6.
Number 6, a way to become an extra there at Y1883. Well, have you ever been pushed inside of a horse trough? And if you have, did you?
Did you float?
There is no... Find me a Western where there's not a street scene where a guy gets pushed into.
It's usually the guy that gets punched.
Right.
He falls backward into
the
it.
The one that has the hat flipped up and folded at the front.
Or the drunk comes out of the saloon, the swinging doors, and falls in.
Usually named Pappy.
Uh-huh.
Pappy.
Number 5.
If you want to be an extra, just be like Wendy Williams always tells us to be, and just be extra, baby.
Number 4.
What about Wendy Williams right there? A lot of people haven't heard
it. Number 4.
Nobody will ever hear it again. Number 4. I'm sorry to say, if you want to be an extra on 1883 and you have not stopped shaving like 3 months ago, then you're probably out of luck.
Yeah, probably out.
And that's
you've seen Tim.
That's for the female extras.
Number 3.
Females.
Number 3. I don't personally know, but we do have Sam Elliott's mustache to read the casting call that they did post. Do we have that?
Are you reliable? Dependable.
Sure.
Built to last.
Yeah.
And rugged. You ever been the best in your class in something? Has J.D. Power ever given you an award for excellence in best fuel economy? Well, if that's a yes, and you're available between the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
It's a tax
we
intangible.
Got a job for you.
There you go right there. That's the official casting call.
Number 2.
Act like a real cowboy and lose to Tom Brady on Thursday. And then finally, number one.
We don't know that yet.
Well, we have a pretty indication.
Number one
way to become a cast member. And an extra on the set of Y1883. Honestly, with open carry now legal, it's just kind of hard to tell. So just watch on. I mean, everybody's got it.
No kidding.
There's your Tuesday morning top 10. Thank you to the writing staff, and they get all your complaints.
On air, online, on the app, or on Alexa. You're waking up with KB and Marley. KFM.